That's where we left off. Okay, so the last thing we were saying, again, the theme for the last couple of pieces was the importance of trying to see Hashem within everything in the world. And how the tzaddik has the ability, the tzaddik whose midah is a midah of his kashrus, has the ability to be ma'ached shemayim va'ara, to connect heaven and earth, which means, like we've explained, not to see Hashem as somewhere out there, but to see Hashem as very much in this world. And we said, we ended off last time with a remez from the Majid Sarebi, which is very beautiful. The Majid Sarebi said that what? That Shemayim plus Aretz is Gematria Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Because that was the moment where Shemayim and Aretz connected. And that's the greatest Chiddush of all time, the Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, that Hashem wants to dwell in the lower realms, not just in the upper realms. And that's what it means to be a Pnimius Dika Jew. Okay, so let's continue. Va'oz lifnei zeh, va'oz lifnei zeh ha'adam, kol ha'olam kulo malei me'Hashem yisbarach. And therefore, before this individual, meaning one who has this perspective, before him is the entirety, the whole world is filled with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, u'malei me'ha'Torah. And everything's Torah. He's walking down the street. He sees a number on a building. And he thinks to himself, 620. I know 620. 620 is Kesser. 620 is Kare. 620 is Titaru. 620 is whatever remez he sees in that. Right? Or like Nani showed me, what was it, yesterday? It seems like a long time ago. That the Sif Seichain writes that if you look at a car has white lights in the front, and red lights in the back, and also has brights. Right, so he's explaining how the white in the front is chesed, and the red in the back is gvura, and the brights have the ability to be the kav yarok, which is sort of, you know, sort of that middle ground, plays a unique role. But again, he was the Sif Seichain in the first volume, in the Hagdama volume, the introduction to Chassidus. He darshans like a lot of things in the world. Like, for example, I don't know if I told you this once. He says that when you buy flowers, prachim, yeah, so pei resh ches is 288. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about the resh pei ches nitzotzos that need to be collected. So like that was his kavana, and there's more to it, but when you buy flowers. So again, he saw in buying flowers for Shabbos, level one, a nice way to enhance your home for Shabbos. Level two, and beyond, right? A way of being metaki nitzotzos, that these flowers shouldn't end up as a Valentine's gift for, you know, two people, but it should become part of a Shabbos table. And he saw that as a way of elevating the world. Okay, so the goal is, again, to recognize that everything is an expression of Hashem, and everything is an expression of Torah. After all, he says, what does the word Torah mean? Ki Torah hu lashon mora ma disasim. The word Torah means that it teaches us that which is concealed. This table is Torah. Torah, what is it? It's Bereishis, it's Shemos, it's Vayikra. It's part of Nach, it's Shas, what is it? But it's Torah because it's Mora Madisasim. Everything in the world is revealing and concealing at the same time. It's the Gemara in Chagiga. When Hashem created the world was expanding and expanding and expanding until Hashem said, Die. Enough, Arkan. And Hashem's name is Shakai, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Sha'amar la'olam odai. He said to the world, enough. It's a precise balance of revealing and concealing at the same time. HaKadosh Baruch was revealing himself through everything, but also hiding within everything. And one of the challenges, when we don't have Hashem in a revealed way, we don't have Nevuah, we don't have Baskol, we don't have open miracles, so we're living in a time where Hashem is hiding within everything, and our job is to find Him. But again, that's also the chashivas of our time, right? Again, to find Hashem in an open miracle, to find Hashem in a pasuk in Chumash is not such a chiddush. To look at something in the physical world and say, "I see Hashem in that. I see where Hashem's hiding in that. I see what Torah says about that." That's already a chiddush. Okay. So everything that he encounters in the world, he sees it as teaching him something of wisdom. The Chachma Selukis. Eich Nivra, Uvama Nivra. He thinks about it. Again, on a simple level. On just a Marabu Masecha Hashem level. You look at the wonders of the physical world. And you say, how was this created? Look how this was created. Uvama nivra, right? In what way it was created. We attribute the Sefer Yetzirah, one of the earliest works of Kabbalah, if not the earliest work of Kabbalah, to Avram Avinu. How did he write the book of creation? He looked at creation. He looked at the world and discovered Hashem. The Gemara says in two places, it's in Yom and it's in Kedushin, that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even though he never heard one mitzvah. He looked at his body, he looked at the world, and he figured it all out. Throughout the generations, there are people who are, again, always working to discover and to reveal places where Hashem is hiding. But a person who doesn't have these set of glasses on, so to speak, looks at the world, and on a superficial level, the world is unbelievably devoid, halal, an empty space, a gaping hole that's lacking the Rabbanu Shalom. And he assumes that God has established his throne in the heavens, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, right? That Hashem's throne is in the heights of heavens. So this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Yoma says, what's an example of a Chil Hashem? So the Gemara answers, again, Lefi, the Madrega of those Amoraim, Rava said this, Kegon ana demazgina arba amos below Torah utfilin. It's like if I were to travel 4 amos, to walk anywhere between 6 to 8 feet without Torah or tefillin. So again, we read this Gemara and we say, wow, he had a pocket mishnayos in his hands, you know, at all times, and he wore tefillin all day long. That may be true also. But says the Osher Devarimus, "Va'amar li chaverenu shniftar, our friend who passed away, halahu morenu harav Yisachar Ber, zechron al chayel mhaba. My friend, Rav Yisachar Ber, told me in the name of his Rebbe, Meshem Rabo, shiratzalomer, on a deeper level, what does it mean? To not go 4 amos without Torah doesn't mean to walk around with the Sefer in your hand all day. It means that everything I see in the world, I'm thinking, what does this teach me about Hashem? What does this teach me about Hashem? What does this teach me about Hashem? Tefillin doesn't mean always wearing tefillin. Tefillin, as he's about to explain, is a lashon of dveikus, to be attached. So to not go, you know, a couple of steps without attachment to Hashem, without thinking, what does Torah say about this? Right? Heichi dami shiha olam chalol me Hashem yizbach reikan mimenu. What would be an example? How could it be that the world is empty or void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, devoid of Hashem, kegon ana demasgina below Torah tefillin? It's like for a tzaddik, who says, it would be for me to walk a couple of steps without Torah and tefillin. What's a lomer? Shadveikus v'hamachshava nikra Torah. As we learned, what is Torah? Torah, as we learned earlier, you know, Zayin, Ches, Yutes, dveikus means what? Dveikus means attachment to Hashem. Torah means attachment to Hashem. If you remember his vart on Torah's Hashem Tamima. Remember the sad and ironic vart that he said. Torah's Hashem Tamima means what? The Torah of Hashem is perfect. It doesn't just mean that God's Torah is all-encompassing and perfect. It means the study of Hashem is Tamima, is perfectly untouched. Bava Kama people have written a lot about. They think a lot about. Right? But how much do you think about Hashem? How many hours do you think over the course of your life you've like contemplated Hashem? So he says, compared to what there is to know, Hashem is literally untouched. It's totally unexplored. And so much of what we see around us is an expression of Hashem, and we don't even notice it. We don't realize it's Hashem. It's Hashem expressing himself. V'nikra tefillin shenikra al shem dveikus haseichel v'Hashem yisbarach. Tefillin lashon dveikus kanoda. The word tefillin means attachment. Right? Tefila, tefillin, Naftali, those are all expressions of attachment. Milashon tzamid pasil, like the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas when it describes a jar that's sealed. A pasil means a seal. The seal on top of the jar is tightly attached to the jar. And in Hebrew, sometimes letters are interchangeable. So patil is the same as tefillin, even though the pay and the tough are interchangeable there. V'u kmo keves kesev. Right? Sometimes the Torah calls it a keves, sometimes it calls it a kesev. They both mean a small animal that's brought as a carbon, a lamb. Or salma and simla. Right? Which one means a garment of clothing? They both do. So too, pasil and tefil are the same idea. Pasil means a seal, and a tefillin also is attached, or something that's tightly sealed, deeply connected. Shinyanam echad. Even though the letters are changed around, but this is something we find in Hebrew. I just gave us three examples of it. And therefore, how do we create, again, that gaping hole where Hashem is not found if we walk around without Torah and without tefillin? If we don't see everything as Torah and everything as a way of attaching ourselves to Hashem, we are the ones creating the Chalal Hashem. Hashem didn't make the hole, didn't make the void. We made that empty space. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it exists, but the seal and tefillah makes a connection between tzitzis and tefillah.
Right.
Which we
also very good.
Tzitzis
also beautiful. The psil tcheles, right? Exactly. It's supposed to also. Tcheles domal yam. Yam domal rakia. Rakia domal kisei kavod. That's exactly. That's an example of looking at a blue thread and connecting it to the ocean, to the sky, to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's exactly it. It's exactly that. It's attaching us to Hashem. And it's dafka through, you know, through a simple strand hanging off your garment. Okay? Let's go on to Chaf Dalet. V'zeh ma'asha amur b'gemara. Now, if you remember, he quoted in Os Chaf Aleph, a gemara, that says that, who was it? Tell us who it was. Back in Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Yehuda, and he saw that he was in a good mood, and he said, he was in such a good mood, I could have asked him any question. He wasn't, like, he was open to talk. Okay, so now he comes back to this Gemara, which he didn't explain then. Chazye, this is what happened. Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Yehuda, Chazye dahava bedicha daite. I saw him, to have a bedicha daite, that his das, his mind, was bedicha, was in a good mood, was in an expansive state. Ratzalomar, shahayadaito rechava bebori yezbarach al derech aker. It doesn't just mean, says the Yosha Devar Emes, he was in a good mood. When it says his mind was open, it means that he was looking at the world and the whole, everything was open. He saw Hashem in everything. So what is the end of the line in the Gemara? If I would ask him, again, the simple way to read the Gemara is, I saw he was in a good mood, and I knew I could ask him about any topic. The type of question my Rebbe would usually say, nah, don't bother me with that question. I'm not answering that question. I saw he was in a good mood, exactly, and he was ready to deal with Armando's controversial topics. He was ready to talk. Nothing was a tangent. He was in a good mood. He was open to anything I wanted. On a deeper level, says the Yosha Devar Emes, I saw that his mind was in a state of expansiveness, and I realized I could ask him about kol chaloli da'alma. I could ask him anything that looks like a chilul Hashem, anything that looks like a place where God is not found. I could say, teach me, where is Hashem found in this? Where is Hashem found in that? His mind was open. He saw Hashem in everything. Sheyagid lo ta'alumasan heich morim chachmas elokuso v'torasso. That he would share with me the ta'alumos, that which is hidden, right? The hiddenness of the chachma elokis within everything. Hava amarle, and he would share it with me, he would say it to me. Vishalo, so what were the questions he asked him? He asked him all sorts of strange questions. Shabbos daf ayin zayin. He asked him questions, why is it that when there are sheep and goats walking together, the goats walk in the front, the black goats walk in front of, right? The what?
Is this the
half in, half out Gemara? No, that's a Volvaster Gemara. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah hacking with his... Rabbi Yirmiyah used to ask a lot of interesting questions, yeah. Right? Here the Gemara says, he asked him all these like random questions about like Brias HaOlam. Yeah? He said, why do black goats walk in front of white sheep? So he said, what do you mean? Vayi Erev Vayi Voker, dark comes before light. Right? And he had all these like funny questions. So why would... If your Rebbe's open to any question, like why are you asking him random like, you know, zoology questions? And the answer is, no, that's what he was open to. He was open to revealing Torah and things that don't look like Torah. That everything's a Torah. Everything's an explanation. V'shalo, my time akach, my time akach. Why is this like this? Why is that like that? V'yesh b'chol echar mehen chachma nifla, l'mi shechanu Hashem yizbar bina. And each of them contains tremendous wisdom to one who has the koach of bina, which we learned a couple weeks ago, is the ability to extract something, to derive something from something else. V'lo itanu yodea adman. We hardly know. You know what's what. Avav bavadai heim atanayim aniskvayel. But these holy tzaddikim. These were not silly questions. These were deep questions, and these were very deep answers. Because if not for that, do we really need such a Gemara? That's like an important, you know, rhetorical way of like asking on a lot of Gemaras. Like, there's two options here. The rabbis are either ridiculous, right, and they're writing these fanciful tales in Bava Basra about huge fish that overturned and was an island. Right? All the Rabbi Nachman, Lukutim Maran Torahs at the beginning. So either the rabbi is like, something's really a little off, right? Which is not so likely. Right? So what's the other option? They put some jokes in the Gemara. Okay, maybe. The other option is what the Rishonim already said, which is, hidden in these wild agadatas are the deepest secrets of the Torah. Why else does the Oshim Devei Amos would we have such a Gemara? Even if a conversation like this happened between Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Huda, why on earth would we need to have such a Gemara? It's actually very nice. I'm just realizing, Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Huda. Think about their names for a second. Rabbi Zeir in the Talmud Yerushalmi is called Rabbi Zeira. Yeah, remember a Gemara about Rabbi Zeir? Remember the Gemara about Rabbi Zeira? That's right. Rab and Rabbi Zeira. Right? Rab shechted Rabbi Zeira. They got drunk on Purim together, and Rab shechted Rabbi Zeira. So the Lubavitch Rebbe, another tzaddikim, explained, Rabba is Lashon of Rabba. He was big. Rabbi Zeira is Ze'er, is small. Right? What happened was, spiritually, Rabba lifted Rabbi Zeira up to a madrega that was beyond his level, and he fainted from it. He couldn't hold cup. That's what the Lubavitcher talked about. So Rabbi Zeira means small. Rabbi Zeira is the small one. Who did he ask? Who did he see was in an expansive mood? Rabbi Yehuda. What's the secret of the name Yehuda? What is it? It's Yud? Kay? Vav? Dalet and Hay. Maral talks about the name Yehuda. It's Yud Kay Vav Kay with a Dalet. Yeah? Chaver, what's Yud Kay Vav Kay with a Dalet? What does that mean? What does Dalet mean? Right, Dalet means the expansion in all the directions of the world. So Rabbi Zeira, who was a person of, I guess, more limited intellect, again, in this mashal, not God forbid, you know, saying who's who, but Rabbi Zeira was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, according to this. So Rabbi Zeira, the small one, so to speak, saw that his Rebbe, whose name was what? Yudke Vavke with a Dalet, meaning what? The ability to recognize Hashem in all the directions of the world. He saw that his Rebbe was open. His Rebbe saw Hashem in everything. So he said, wow, I want to tap into this godless amochen. I want to have big hasagos. And he asked about random, in quotes, random things from the world. And he got very deep answers. And says the Oshim Devei Amos, if you don't believe that, then what's the point of this Gemara? Even if this conversation happened, there's no reason for Chazal to record it, to waste precious space and Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin to have such a conversation. Ki kol torasenu kula shebichsav v'shebal peh ein davar echar afilu os achas yotze l'davar acher zulas lavod Hashem Yisbarach. Because all of Torah, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, every letter, every single letter is teaching us something about avodas Hashem. There's not a single wasted letter. There's no line in the Gemara that's for naught. Ki lezeh nitna, that's what Torah was given to us for, to connect to Hashem. V'nikra Torah al shem shemora lemor zeh haderech lechuba. The Torah is the ultimate mora. It teaches us. It teaches us what? The derech to tread upon. V'afilu b'dinei mamonis v'shar dinim. You're learning a Gemara, and it never comes up in your life. A mamonis shaila, that's just, it's not part of your world. You're learning Bava Kama and you come across a case, you know, and I'm spending hours in morning seder thinking about this case and like, what's the point? It's not Lamaisa. So he says, Imreku Mikemhu. Imreku Mikemhu. Anyone know what he's referencing? What does it say in the pasuk? Ki lo davareku mikem. The pasuk at the end of the Chumash says ki lo davareku mikem. The Torah is not an empty thing from you. So, I don't know a lot of Yerushalmi. I know very little Yerushalmi, but I know one Yerushalmi, and it's the most Hasidic Yerushalmi that I know. Now, again, I only know like five lines in Yerushalmi, so it's not, I'm not saying much, but there's a very Hasidic taich in the Yerushalmi on the words kilo davarei kumikem. I don't want to take a guess. Again, the pashup shot on the pasuk is kilo davarei kumikem. The Torah is not an empty thing from you. Where does the Yerushalmi put the comma? Yishali says, Kilo davar reku. It's not an empty thing. And if you'll say, nah, to me, I don't know, this is empty. There's nothing here. Mikem. Mikem. No, mikem. It's from you. It's your fault. You're empty. Torah's not empty. Everything the Torah says is saying something deep. Kilo davar reku. And if you think it's reik, says the Yishali, it's Yishali and Peya. If you think it's reik, mikem. It's from you. It's your fault. You're shallow. You're empty. You're not looking deep enough. Right? That's what he's hinting to here. In reiku mikemhu, if it's empty, it's you. What do you have? Does it bring a source?
Yeah.
What does it say?
The pasuk in Yerushalmi.
Oh, yours says Yerushalmi. Where is it? Where is the Yerushalmi?
Pei
Aleph. Pei Aleph. Mine says Yalkut Bereishis Gimel. So I guess the Yalkut Shimoni brings it also.
That's very important when we read about Korbanos and the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
I never relate.
Okay.
So maybe I'm empty.
You? Amram?
No. Armando. Amram.
Chas v'shalom. No, we have to look deeper. Okay, whatever area of Torah we're not so excited about, we have to look deeper.
What's,
if it's reik, it's mikem. Okay? That's the Medrash and the Tirushami and Peh. Yeah.
What's the gematria of reik?
No. What's the gematria of reik?
It's two words, right?
No, it's the whole thing.
Oh,
Kilo davareku mikem.
So it's
the,
I'm sure
Rabbi has
some.
You know, you're messing with me?
No,
or you're
I have no idea.
Oh, no, it's a very good one. No, let's do it. Kilo, I think it's Kilo davareku mikem. Let's try the whole thing. I'll try to look it up for the sake of time. I think it's just Reish Kof, yeah.
Two, like,
yeah. It's like 969 or something like that.
Oh, 969 is Mr. Shah.
I really thought you were doing. I have a faster way to that.
Six forty-eight.
Yeah, maybe. Hold on, I'll tell you what I'm. There's a sefer called Paneach Raza. There's a Rishon. It brings a lot of gematrias.
Like a Rishon or a Hasidic Rishon.
Like a Rishon Rishon, I don't know. So he says that the gematria of Kilo Davarei Kumikam, he brings it right on the beginning on Bereishis. He says Kilo, yeah, here it is. Paneach Razan Bereishis. Kilo Davarei Kumikam is 679. So he says 679 is the gematria of the word gematrios.
That's a good
one. That's good, no?
Yeah.
So next time, that's like the ultimate response. Someone makes fun of gematria. Like, gematria, that's not like a real thing. So say to them, right, the Torah says, kilo davarei kumikam. That's the gematria of the word gematrios.
Wow.
That's from a Rishon. That's not some guy in Brooklyn with a computer or whatever, like running gematria searches. That guy by the name is Velvel. In case you're wondering. In case you want to know the guy from Brooklyn who's running gematrias on his computer. I'm going to give a little comment to Velvel. He's not here tonight. I have to give a little to new cover the Torah. Okay, good. Aval misha oved Hashem yisbarach b'shleimus. But a person who serves Hashem completely, megalin lo razei Torah. Again, he taught us several times what people call secrets of the Torah. Secrets of the Torah is not kisvei arizal. Secrets of the Torah is the chair that you're sitting on. Secrets of the Torah is the tree leaves blowing in the wind. He says, "Megalin lo raze Torah." A person who serves Hashem wholeheartedly has secrets of Torah revealed to him. Vizehu harazin. You know what the secrets are? Eich likach eitzah mikol tarag mitzvos laavod behem habori yisbarach. How to take every bit of Torah, even those mitzvos that don't apply b'zman hazeh, and say, of course it still applies b'zman hazeh. The Talmid Baal Shem Tov asked him, how does Parah Aduma apply b'zman hazeh? In the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim explains, how does the mitzvah of not removing the choshen from the ephod apply b'zman hazeh? We don't have choshen, we don't have ephod. We don't have big dekuna, we don't have besa mikdash. So he explains, choshen and ephod, choshen is worn on your heart. Ephod is spelled in the Torah Aleph Pei Dalid, which is Gematria 85, Gematria Peh. So your heart and your mouth should always be connected. That's what it means not to remove the choshen from the ephod. Make sure that the way that you feel in your heart and the way that you speak are, you know, shouldn't be echad bepev, echad belev. But what you say and how you feel should be one and the same. Right? And the Sivas Shalom writes in Parsha Shoftim, what's the lesson of, you know, of Ari Miklat Bezman Hazeh? I don't have any Ari Miklat Bezman Hazeh. But a deep Jew wants to know how every mitzvah of Torah and every idea in Torah and every letter of Torah, Shevach Sav and Shebal Peh, is teaching me something in Avodas Hashem. How do you bring Bikurim b'zman hazeh? Rav Simcha Bunim of Rishischa says, get out of bed in the morning. It's Bikurim. That's Bikurim. Get out of bed. That's Bikurim. Bring your first fruits to Hashem. Your first energy in the morning. Mo da'ani lefanacha. That's Bikurim. Afal pisha ein abefshar l'kayim ba'atzmam. So even though you can't be makayim these mitzvos today, come on, mitzvos atluyin ba'aretz. Let's say you don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Or what about those mitzvos that are no longer applicable in Israel today, although some of them are getting even more applicable as time moves on and more Jews settle in the land of Israel. Ushar mitzvos and so many other mitzvos. If I'm not a Kohen, what do the mitzvos of Kohanim mean to me? The answer is, it teaches me something in Avodas Hashem. Vizeh shakara hazohar as taryag mitzvos, taryag itin. And that's what it means with the Zohar. We've mentioned this many times. The Zohar calls the 613 mitzvos what? 613 pieces of advice. Advice to what? Ratzalomar, shenosnim la'odam eitza, eich lizdabek biyotzo. Every single bit of Torah is telling you another eitza. Right? Person comes to his Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I need an eitza. I'm struggling with something. The Torah says, every letter is giving you eitza. How to be close to Hashem. If you can't figure it out, it's mikam. It's because you're looking with superficial eyesight. Kizeh gilu lanu hacham hanizkar le'al. This is what these tzaddikim are revealing to us. I heard directly from the holy mouth of the Magid of Zlachov. Va'amar, Shemeodo kol ma sheroa b'sefer, ein lefanav hefresh, o gemara o kavala. That's an unbelievable line. The Magid of Zlachov said that it doesn't matter what book you put in front of me, it's all the same by me. It could be Mishnayos, it could be Tanakh, it could be Gemara, it could be Mishnah Berurah, it could be Kisvei Arizal, it could be Pardes Rimonim of the Ramak, it could be anything. I'm not going to say who, and you're going to ask me after this year who, and I'm not going to tell you, so don't ask. But I was once at the home of an Adam Gadol, and I was surprised to see that he had certain, I'm not telling you, he had certain English books, like stacked, mixed in with like Torah Svarim. I thought that was very strange. I was very like weirded out by that. I was like, how do you, what? Like, how can you put that on top of a Gemara? You know? I get like upset when people take their glasses off and put it down on their safer. Like, I can't understand how people do that. Like, why are you putting your glasses on top of a chumash? What are you doing? Your laptop on top of a chumash? Your coffee on top of a chumash? Like, what are you doing? So he had a whole stack of like, you know, books. Different books. And I feel like I was very, but I was a chashuv person, right? So maybe that's, you know, an even more extreme version of what the Magid of Zlachov is saying here, right? But I really do believe. I don't think I'm saying something heretical. I know a lot of people, like, if you weren't properly oriented to this way of thinking, you would say this is kfira, right? But is there really, for a tzaddik who sees Hashem and Torah and everything, is there such a difference on a certain level, obviously, okay? I don't like anticipating angry emails. So obviously I understand on a certain level, right? On a partial level, of course. Torah is Torah, and, you know, and the Wall Street Journal is a newspaper. But on a certain level, on a certain level, for a tzaddik who sees Hashem in everything, in every bit of current events, and everything that is one more Torah than the other by him. Now, again, maybe I'm crossing a line by combining like secular literature with Torah books. Okay, but based on everything we're saying, that's not crossing a line. Meaning that's totally in line with seeing everything as Torah, as an expression of Hashem. Okay? He's not prepared to say it like that, but he says, by the Maggid of Zlotchev, he told me explicitly, it doesn't matter what sefer I'm learning. I'm equally connected to Hashem. It doesn't matter what suya, it doesn't matter what pasuk, it doesn't matter if it's Kabbalah, if it's Nigla, if it's Nistar. Eino roa shum davar acher zulas eich lavodes Hashem yisbarach. It all says to me the same eitzah, which is, get connected to Hashem. Right? Different pieces of advice, but they're all kulam ahuvim, kulam kadoshim. And the truth is that this is so. Okay, but that's only true, obviously, he says, for a tzaddik ben tzaddik, like the holy Maggid of Zlotchev, Ushar Hashleimim, and for other Jews who are wholesome, complete people, of Alo Itanu Yodea Adma Echuma, we don't know anything. We don't know how to look at the events of the world and see Torah. Rav Moshe Wolfson always darshens up everything. It happens in the news. He's always darshening. He's always explaining it. But says the Yosh Divrei Emes, even knowing it is chashiv. Seeing something in the world and not knowing what it teaches me in Avodas Hashem, but knowing that there's something there that is teaching me something in Avodas Hashem, that itself is chashiv. I interact with the world differently. The Gemara says tzaddikim are very careful with their possessions. Right? Probably because tzaddikim understand how every possession that they own is somehow an expression of Torah or Avodas Hashem. But even if we don't know exactly what it is, I can at least treat it with respect, knowing that it's saying something. I can't hear it. I don't see it. I don't understand it. But like it says in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, "Al tivaz l'chol adam," don't be scornful of any person. "Val ti maflig l'chol davar," and don't be disrespectful of anything. Because everything is something. And that's what we're training ourselves to at least to know, if not to experience. Okay? Last paragraph in Chaf Dalet. V'nimtza lefi zeh herchavti l'cha k'tzaz beir ha'inyan barichus. I understand that I'm explaining to you somewhat barichus, this point that I'm trying to make. Kol ha'efshar lefi ha'eis v'azman v'aseichel shalanu. Again, according to our ability to grasp such a very, very deep concept. But again, something that even, again, I really believe, I wouldn't learn this if I had felt that there was nothing we can get from this. I'm not going to be able to say the same drushes on, I don't know, that can of beans behind, you know, Yisrael. Okay, if Ravitcher Meyer was here, you know, so he would look at it and he would explain it, and he does that all the time. Pages and pages in his svar, like, explaining just things in the world. Oh, I svar him do like this, and Ashkenazim do like this, and how it's connected to Chachma and to Bina, and to, well, wild stuff. Right, we don't have eyes to see, but at least we should know it to be true. We'll look at the world a little bit different. At the very least, the main thing is that we should study things deeply. And anything that we contemplate, we should contemplate many times over. And to try to solidify these things in our hearts. Okay, we'll do a couple more minutes. We'll start Chafay. It actually connects nicely to this Shabbos. This is the first parak of Pirkei Avos, so it's actually a nice connection to something we find in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. V'ata ahuvi, my beloved friend, al yefatucha yitzricha, don't allow your yitzahara to deceive you. Ki lefize lo matzanu yadenu v'ragleinu, because that's not what we're trying to accomplish here. V'anu nimshalom l'behemos. So the Yetzirah might come to say to you, look at you. If the world is so filled with Torah and Hashem, and you barely know any of it, you don't even know the Torah that's revealed Torah. You don't even know what's in the Chumash. It's less than 6,000 psukim. You don't even know what's in the Chumash, the Yetzirah says. So imagine, the whole world is Torah. Wow, you really know nothing. The Yetzirah can make you feel, compared to the Maggid of Zlotchev, compared to the Baal Shem Tov, compared to the tzaddikim he's describing, like a total loser. You don't know anything. You can't say pshat, you can't say a Rashi on one tree outside. Yeah? You don't see anything. You're walking around like a blind person. Rahmana Litzlan. Ahuvi achi, my beloved friend, my beloved brother. Be'emes hadavar kein, it's true. We really don't know anything. Aval ha'odim tzarach yos chacha ma'od b'chol edvarim neged yitzro v'lishkol hakol b'perles ha'mishkol. But everything we do, and our response to the Yetzer, has to be strong, and everything has to be balanced. As a Jew, yes, one of the themes that we learned early on in the Sefer is humility. Humility is an absolute prerequisite for Pnimiyas HaTorah, he said. So on the one hand, we have to realize we know very little, and that's, we shouldn't walk around like such big shots when we know so little about the Torah, what we would call the Torah, yeah, the Bible, Shas, Shulchan Aruch. What do we know? What percentage of Shulchan Aruch have we ever seen with our eyes? Tiny amount. Okay, all the more so when the whole world is Torah and the whole world is Hashem, we mamash know nothing. However, we also have to not think terribly of ourselves. Ki alo be'emes ha'adam tzarach la'avod Hashem yisbarach b'shnei inyan. We need to serve Hashem with two, so to speak, opposing aspects. Kamo she'iyafshar la'avod begadlus chas v'shalom. Just like it's impossible, it's totally improper to serve Hashem in a way of haughtiness. Ki tov as Hashem hu, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, it's abominable, a person who's Baal Gaiva, Tov as Hashem kol gaval lev, is the pasuk. It's repulsive. A person who's a Baal Gaiva, Hashem is sickened by him. Kein yi'efshar la'avod b'shiflus kanoda. But you also can't be a successful Jew if you see yourself as being too low. Ki zeh yi'yeh hisrashlus rifin yadayim evadasu yisbarach. Because it's going to lead to what? A total weakening. What's the point of that? My davening? What's the point of my learning? Why should I sit here and break my teeth on a little Mishnah? Rav Chaim Kanievsky knows it forwards and backwards. He knows Shas inside out. I'll never get there. What am I wasting my time for? So if I'm too humble, if I'm too low in my own eyes, then that's also going to be a terrible opportunity for the Yetzer to exploit, you know, my lack of self-esteem. V'yomer ha-Yetzer ma b'zem tispal alom t'chaven. Who cares if you daven? And if you do daven, who cares if you have kavana? You're not the greatest davener. Not that important in the world. Who hevel? Halo hakol built the year of Ava v'lo parachas la'ela. Yitzhar is very smart. He comes to you and he says, your words are garnished. Hevel, it's nothing. And he quotes a tikkuni zohar to you. Yitzhar says, don't you know that it says in tikkuni zohar that a mitzvah without Ava and Yira lo parachas la'ela doesn't fly above? Your mitzvahs don't have any wings. Your mitzvahs are dead weight. Stuck on the ground, and I'll never reach Hashem. Your tefillos will never reach Hashem. Your mitzvos will never reach Hashem. V'lama l'cha litchoch es atzmecha leimor b'li machshav ozaros. V'gedom b'shar devarim. So you're working so hard to have pure thoughts during Shemona Esrei. Come on, it's a losing battle. You're wasting your time. Rak ein okein, says the Yosher Divrei Emes, God forbid, it's not true. Ki ha'ma'at min ha'adam hu chashuv lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, kishia b'tmimus l'chvor Hashem Yisbarach u'pol davar gadol l'mala. That a person does a little bit, and he does it with sincerity, and he really tries, with tmimus. I'm doing it lamancha Hashem, right? For your kavod. The little thing you do down here is poel davar gadol lamala, accomplishes tremendous things on high. It's the same. It's the exact same blindness that you experience. You're blind to understand how this table is an expression of Torah, or Hashem. So you're also blind that when you put on your tefillin, right, that's also an unbelievable expression of Hashem. Right? So you don't understand how to read the table, how to see Torah in the table. And you don't understand how to see great accomplishments in your tefillin. Okay. But he says, I'm telling you, the table has a lot to say about Hashem. And your tefillin, which seemed like, put on my tefillin, I'm barely concentrating anyways, what difference does it make? You only see it as a small thing down here. In Shemayim, it's poel in an unbelievable way. Yeah.
It's kind of like the opposite end. I remember Rebbe once said that it was like one of the eitzes from the Rambam was like if the Yetzer ever tells you something like it's not a big deal, then you scream like it's not a big deal. Then
why you bother me? Right. That's from Rav Gad Eisner. Right. Yetzer says, "Nah, it's not worth anything. So why are you bothering me so much?" If it's really worthless, so go pick on someone else. You obviously know that my little avodah is worth a lot, and that's why you're here. That's why you won't leave me alone. Okay, two more little paragraphs because I want to. It was kedai to come here for this last part. The afgam lif amim yirashal leiv ha'adam leimor ma talichnos beichal Hashem. And if a person again, in a moment of laziness, will say to himself, "Who am I to enter into the chamber of Hashem?" Va'atam malei midos ra'am ba'averos chamuros. I have bad midos. I've done so many averos. Be'emes keinu. Right? Yoshua De'emes doesn't shy away from giving us mussar. It's true. You have a lot of bad midos and a lot of averos. V'tzarach letakin kol mida. Luckily, it's tzviras ha'omer. Yeah, you need to fix all these things. V'lashuv mikol avera. You need to do tshuva for every avera that you did. But do you think not doing mitzvos is going to help you to get out of the mud that you're in? Do you think not drawing close to Hashem is going to help you to become a better Jew? You want to do tshuva? Good. So what is tshuva? Draw close to Hashem. You're not going to get better by saying, oh, I'm not worthy of being close to Hashem. That's how you're going to get better. Draw close to the medicine. Without Hashem, you're stuck. And here's the punchline. Here's the part to end tonight. This is about the Maggid of Mezrich. This is such a sweet vart. Tov Hashem lakol. What's the pashup shot? It's like so obvious. This vart. The pashup shot is what? Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good to all. Okay? It says the Maggid, says Rav Dov Chai Alam Haba, Tov Hashem lakol, Hashem is good for all. Wherever you are, Basher Husham. Imagine your friend comes to you and says, I'm going through a really bad time. Give me some good advice. Good advice? I have advice that's always good. Lakol, it's good for anything. It's the best medicine. It fixes every problem. Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is the right medicine for all your problems. Isn't that a great part? That's a lomer. L'chol davar hu tov, sheyivrach ha'adam v'yikar v'zatzma l'Hashem yizbarach. For everything, for every situation, you know what's tov, you know what's good advice? To flee, a person should flee towards Hashem. Run towards Hashem. Heinem yirtza lichbos ha'taivos v'midos. Yifshar imlo sheyargil ha'atzma v'yachriach machshavto lidavik v'Hashem yizbarach. You want to conquer Yetzirah, so don't run away from Hashem. Don't be embarrassed to show your face to Hashem. Run to Hashem. Hashem is good for everything. Hashem fixes all problems. Even me, with my big averos, yeah, Hashem's good for that too. Afal pi shelo yuchal, afal pi chein hu tov. Even if you feel like you're not able to, I'm telling you, do it because it's good. Hein mi sheyirtza l'shuv me'averos shebiyado, hakol hu al yidei eskarves l'Hashem yizbach. Whatever it is, that's the Yetzirah. That's what tshuva is. Sheratza lomar, sheyashuv es atzmo l'Hashem yizbarach machshavto. Return in your mind, in your heart, in your thoughts to Hashem. Uviladei ze ein tshuva klum. And if you think you're going to stand at a distance and do tshuva, there's no such thing. Tshuva by definition means drawing close to Hashem. K'mavur b'chol asfarim u'v'sefer shari tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about this. Right? That tshuva is not so much about running from your averos, but running back to Hashem. So tov Hashem lakol. So again, he's helping us to strike the balance. On the one hand, you read about tzaddikim who see Hashem in everything, and see Torah in everything, you feel like such a bum. But at the same time, okay, ein hachanami, you have big averos, you have a lot of tshuva to do, but cling to Hashem. Whatever you can do to get close to Hashem, do it. And that's the solution. That's the fix. That's the medicine. Okay? Stop here for tonight. Shkoyach, thank you for coming. Right.